Wiz Khalifa, man.
Miss any of our best interviews or show segments? They're all available via the podcast. Go to TeamMyrtleBeach.com, click on the Schedule tab, and select The Drive with Aaron Marks. You can learn a little bit about our staff and download all of our best segments to listen to at a later time.
Welcome back. Good Thursday morning to you. Sports Radio 100.3 The Team. We are 22 minutes past the hour. Here at 100.3 The Team, another gorgeous day here on the Grand Strand. Get outside, enjoy it. Excuse me. I'm your host, Aaron Marks. Pat Payone handling the studio production for us. Lots of topics that we're talking about today. Tons. I just got all kinds of stuff to get into. Not really. I mean, we've continued to go back to the NBA Finals. That's kind of been the cornerstone of today's show, and that's our poll question on Twitter. So let us know your thoughts on that, if your opinion has changed on who wins the finals based on last night's game, and we'll kind of wrap that up a little bit later on. But I still got plenty more to get into. I continue to tease this Maria Sharapova story. I'll get into it here in about 5 minutes. Really, it's really an interesting story. I had no idea this was going on. It was actually one of our DJs down the hall yesterday. He goes, "Yeah, man, did you hear Maria Sharapova is suspended from tennis for 2 years? What?" You know, so I've caught up on it a little bit, and it's kind of interesting, kind of interesting. So we'll tell you what's going on there. But I want to talk some local sports, a chance for you to get out and participate. The weather's out gorgeous, and how great would it be to get out and play some beach volleyball? Well, you've got that opportunity. Pat and I talked about our team in the league that just wrapped up. We weren't very good, but we had a lot of fun. And this guy will tell you, we did get better. He will attest to that. So joining me on the line to tell you a little bit about the new league that's coming up here in a couple of weeks, Coach Goody, giving us a few minutes. Coach, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, doing fantastic. Beautiful day, and maybe get out and play a little beach volleyball.
There you go, man. There you go. So, I mean, we did get better, right? Like, you can tell the folks at the Grand Strand that Team 100.3, like, was better at the end than we were at the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. The first day I thought this team may never win a game. But I tell you what, you guys picked it up. And actually, we're not. What, I think you were the number 7 seed.
Yeah.
So out of 9 at the end. So definitely did impress as the season went on.
Well, I tell you what, that end of year tournament, you know, unfortunately I couldn't make it to it, but everybody really stepped their game up. That's when things got serious, didn't they?
Well, that's what happens when, you know, we had gift certificates on the line to various restaurants, so money talks, so to speak.
That's right. That's right. So tell us what's going on with the next league that you're working on putting together. It's going to change up a little bit.
It is going to change up. That was kind of the first ever beach volleyball league, evening league. So we're going to, once again, do that. It'll be Monday night for our A division. We're going to have two divisions, so we're going to have an A division for a little more advanced, and they'll definitely be playing 4-on-4 or less. So if you only just want to play 3, that's fine. Some people enjoy playing fewer players out there. So the A division's for a little more experienced volleyball players. By no means superstar volleyball players, though. Just people who played volleyball, but want to get out there and have a little more competition. And then our B division will be Wednesday night, and that will be more beginners and those, hey, I like playing volleyball in PE, and that was fun, and just get some friends, and that you can have as many as 6 on at a court, 4 to 6. So that's our B division, and that'll be Wednesday evening. It'll be from 6 to 8, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and it'll be down at the old pavilion location, right downtown Myrtle Beach, where the 3 courts are located. And that starts June 27th. So it's time to get your teams together and get ready to play. And we have a website now. It's mbbeachvolleyball.com. All right, so that's mbbeachvolleyball.com. You can register there.
Yep, so you can check out the registration. You can also see some photos, check out some info on the Facebook page, which goes by the same name at MB Beach Volleyball. So, hey, Coach, tell us about how did the Salt Games go? I know those were this past weekend, and you were really excited about that. You guys had some involvement with that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a great day, Salt Games. Weather worked out. You know, this forecast was rainy, you know, throughout the week, but it turned out to be a great weekend. Had some great teams. We had 3 divisions down there on Saturday, and some really high-level ball being played. And we pulled out a third, so we were excited about that in the top division. So it was a good day all around. And then the Sunday was a great day. And then we even had a junior tournament on the Monday. So, and there's actually some junior camps for the kids ages 10 and up. We're also doing some camps, and that's at mbbeachvolleyball.com. So if you have some kids, boys or girls, who maybe shouldn't play in some beach volleyball, we have some camps for the kids.
Sorry about that, Coach. Are the leagues co-ed again, the A and the B league?
Correct. They're both co-ed. So one girl on the court at a time minimum. Yep.
There you go. So all the details at mbbeachvolleyball.com. Get started June the 27th. Coach, the inaugural league was a lot of fun. It was good to be a part of, and we're looking forward to this next one coming up. And hopefully get a bunch of teams out there.
We look forward. You guys going to get a team? Get your team out there and ready to roll?
Oh, are we getting a team? Pat's giving me the nod of approval over there. So
all right, good. Excellent. We look forward to seeing you out there again, and we'll be talking to you soon.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. That's Coach Goody. He oversees the newly formed Beach Volleyball Leagues that, of course, they take place right there on the oceanfront. I believe it's at 9th, 8th, and 9th Avenue in Ocean Boulevard, right there where the Bowery is. Most of the time you tell people it's right by the Bowery. Everybody knows where that's at. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And we had a lot of fun. We didn't win a ton, but we made some new friends, I think. I think we made some new friends, yeah?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, met some new people and just had a good time. And seriously, I had a lot of people contacting me going, man, you guys kept talking about that on the radio, and that sounded like a lot of fun. And it was. It was. It really, you know, for us, it wasn't about, well, Pat got pretty serious at times, but he's serious with everything. And I'm like, Pat, dude, we suck. Like, stop getting mad. Like, just remember.
Calm down.
We're not any good. There's nothing to be mad about right now. Like, there'd be like this impossible dive shot that he would almost get to, and he'd be mad. It's like,
can't help it, Aaron.
Nobody expected you to get that, Pat.
Over competitive.
And you started blocking some shots.
I know.
At the
I was
end.
So excited about that. Every time. I couldn't care if we lost after that. All I wanted to do was block somebody.
Pat had one ridiculous block, and I wasn't playing the last couple of weeks. And so I was taking pictures for the Facebook page, and I tried to shoot video. I was like, I'm going to get video of Pat getting like a sick block. And so I shot like 12 videos in a row. I kept deleting them because nothing would happen. And then finally I was like, all right, I don't think that's happening again tonight. So I stopped shooting video. And I think as soon as I stopped shooting video, you did
it
again.
Happened.
Yep, you did it again. So, all right, let's talk about Maria Sharapova real quick. This is kind of interesting. So there's my article. I got a ton of articles sitting in front of me today. She has, as of yesterday, she has been banned from professional tennis for 2 years. According to a report by the Associated Press out of Paris, Maria Sharapova was suspended Wednesday for 2 years for failing a drug test labeled the sole author of her own misfortune. Boy, that's kind of vicious, isn't it? That's what the Tennis Association called it. Because she hid regular pre-match use of newly banned substance from anti-doping authorities and members of her own entourage. The tennis star said she would appeal what she called, quote, an unfairly harsh punishment to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. The ban handed down by a three-person tennis anti-doping program tribunal appointed by the International Tennis Federation is backdated to January 26th, when Sharapova last played. She tested positive for meldonium that day after losing to Serena Williams in the Australian Open quarterfinals. The panel said various elements of Sharapova's case, quote, inevitably led to the conclusion that she took the substance for the purpose of enhancing her performance. So here's the deal. She takes this drug, Meldonium, and supposedly she's been taking it for a long time. She's actually admitted to taking it. She's going, yeah, I took it. I didn't know that it was a banned substance. Had I known it was a banned substance, I wouldn't have taken it. Well, according to their investigation of this whole thing, nobody knew she was taking it. I guess her coach and her father were the only people that knew she was taking it. It wasn't something that she highly publicized that she was taking. So, according to the investigation of this whole thing, they were able to come up with that she was hiding from folks that she was taking this drug that she supposedly didn't know was a banned substance. So, do you believe her or not? You know, and at this point, I mean, she's come down a little bit, but you're still talking about, you know, she's got the ability to play at a very high level. Now, the drug, Meldonium, not approved for use in the United States or European Union at all. At all. This drug can be used here. Increases blood flow, which improves exercise capacity by carrying more oxygen to the muscles. That sounds like the definition of a steroid, Pat, doesn't it?
I think so. The interesting thing about this is that the drug wasn't always on the list of things that they weren't allowed to take. So it's
right.
just recently, in the last year or two, that's actually been moved to that. So that's why she's her biggest point is saying, I didn't know it was actually added to the list.
Yeah, she did not note her use of Mildronate on any of the 7 doping control forms she turned in from October 22nd, 2014 to January 26, 2016, the panel found. Where I'm guessing she did, when it was a legal substance, when it was not on the list, she did disclose that she was taking the drug. So here's the situation that they've come up with. She was disclosing that she took it. They made it a banned substance. She then no longer disclosed that she took it. She claimed that she didn't know it was a banned substance, and she tested positive for it. So with knowing all that, is 2 years too much? Is 2 years too excessive? You know, can she bounce back from not playing professional tennis for 2 years? What do you think? I mean, this is harsher than anything we see in Major League Baseball. The NFL, it's 4 games for your first offense. Now, they're going back and they're finding years of use on this thing, but she's never been banned before for illegal substances. So in the NFL, you get 4 games. In Major League Baseball, what is it, 50 games or 60 games now? I think they increased it recently. But still, it's a third of a season, basically. I'm not even sure what the rule is in the NBA, but it's not 2 years on your first offense. So is 2 years too much? What do you think?
No, I don't think so. And it's actually important to know that the International Tennis Federation, the ITF, actually originally said that they wanted to ban her for 4 years, and they
I think it carries a ban for up to 4 years.
Correct.
And so they feel like they did her a favor by
exactly.
saying, okay, you're only getting a 2 year ban.
Now, in tennis, which
tennis is tough,
very tough, and it's a young person's sport. We do see that Serena Williams is dominating. Obviously, she lost in the final, but she's still dominating at an elder age for tennis. And that Novak Djokovic, who's in his late 20s, he's up there in age as well for a tennis player. But we constantly see the turnover in tennis is from the younger players, and so for her to get a 2 year ban, this is going to end her career. I don't think she's going to come back at all.
Well, she would miss the Olympics. She wouldn't be allowed to compete in Rio de Janeiro. She would miss 8 Grand Slam tournaments during what might have been prime competitive years. And also, according to this report, it throws into doubt the on-court future of the former number one, but also what she's done before. She's the owner of 5 Grand Slam titles, who is one of the most well-known and, thanks to a wide array of endorsements, highest-earning athletes in the world. So what's Nike doing about it? One of her biggest endorsers. What are they doing? They're standing by her. They will continue to sponsor her. They will continue to pay her. What do you think of that? They think she's going to come back. They're making an investment that her comeback is going to be a glorious comeback in 2 years, and that she's going to come back and do good things. Otherwise, they would not be continuing to support her.
Doubtful.
So if you're Nike, would you be... Because Nike, in March, Nike had said... they said they will continue to partner with her, adding, "We hope to see Maria back on the court." In March, Nike said it would suspend its business relationship with Sharapova while an investigation was ongoing. So this is according to the report from Yahoo. So they suspended it, but now they're back, and now that the ban has come out for 2 years, Nike has said they will continue to partner with her. You'll still see her on billboards in New York City. You know, you'll still see her in magazine publications in a variety of places.
Waste of time, money, and effort.
You think so?
Yeah. Like I said, I don't think she's ever going to play again. If she does play, she's not going to be competitive enough to really make a mark on the sport when she comes back.
More on taking the drug. Sharapova said she was first prescribed a Latvian-made drug, typically used for heart conditions, for medical reasons in 2006, part of a Russian doctor's medicinal and nutritional regime, which at the outset comprised about 18 medications and supplements. By 2010, the doctor's list of recommended substances grew to 30. Okay, let's just take a step back for a moment. You're a professional athlete. You live in the United States. I get that you're Russian. But you're working with a Russian doctor. And I'm not saying Russian doctors are bad dudes.
I'll say it.
But you left that country to come to the United States for better opportunities, right? But you're continuing to use a Russian doctor. Why is that? Why would you use a Russian doctor and not an American doctor?
Because they can prescribe
they wouldn't give you
this.
30 drugs. Exactly. Because they, it's banned. Because the drugs that this doctor is subscribing you are banned in the United States, but the Russian doctor can give them to you.
Yep.
He is prescribing to you. You are a world-class athlete. You know what, Pat? I'm in the best shape of my life. You know how many drugs I'm taking right now? None.
Do you want to admit to this?
I have a Muscle Milk protein powder that I drink daily. So whatever's in that. And it's got a big stamp on it that says everything on here is approved, you know, that I'm not going to get in trouble for drinking it. I drink some protein powders, you know, from time to time. I take no pills. You're one of the best tennis players in the world, and you're taking 30 medications? That's a red flag right there. The chances of one of those or numerous drugs being banned and you breaking some rules are highly, highly likely. So this story just screams all kinds of issues. Just screams all kinds of issues. It's unfortunate. We all like seeing Maria Sharapova out there, but it's not going to happen for the next 2 years, at least. All right, let's take a quick time out. When we come back, what do we have to talk about next? We got so many other things to get into. So how about the Super Regionals? Yeah, we got Super Regionals getting started. I'll give you some preview of some of those series. We'll talk about ECU. We'll talk about the TCU Texas A&M, a repeat of last year, and more on Coastal versus LSU coming up next.